Here we go. You don't speak for me.
Well, I just turned the recording on and you're in this channel, so it's we.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You're not my real mom.
Too late. I just did.
If I had a sound effect of running to my bedroom crying and slamming the door, I would.
We should work on that. Because that should. Would be appropriate in more than one place.
Right.
All right. All right, Nurgle.
All right. Here we go. This is the Loose Screws Podcast, episode 212. Today is December 4th, 2023.
It's 3309.
Yay.
And that voice, in case you didn't recognize it, is the original date curmudgeon Teflon, back from an extended tour of Europe and the subcontinent, and here with us live tonight.
How have I been away and you guys still cannot get this? Come on.
Hey, I've been screaming 3309 the whole time you've been gone.
Lark's carrying a torch for you, Teflon.
Yes. He's supposed to. That's
joining
his job.
Me tonight, in addition to Commander Teflon, are Commander Blooming Wind.
Hello.
And Commander Lark Shadow.
I have so many torches, I'm a flare.
And it's going to be a wild one tonight, because that's the crew. So who wants to go first? We'll save Tef for last, since I know he's got the most catching up to do. So Blooming Wind, what you got going on?
What do I got going on? So,
Mr. Back from Vacation.
Mr. Back from Vacation. So I was on vacation in Curacao with the family. My daughter turned 21 on Thanksgiving, and we promised her many moons ago we would take her somewhere where she can get, like, shit-faced for her... Yeah, our original plan was to go to Disney World and go around the world in Epcot.
There she was, shit-faced at Epcot.
Yeah, but we decided we ended up deciding that, you know, the guy who succeeded Bob Iger at Disney screwed everything up with the parks and made it so expensive and whatever that we're like, forget it, let's go somewhere else. We went to Curacao. We went to the Curacao Distillery, which was a lot of fun, and then just did a lot of beach and pool and... all that sort of thing. It's a really beautiful, really beautiful island. And then we came back, and Mrs. Blooming Wind had to go up to Connecticut to, her father has Alzheimer's, so her sister and her sister's husband were going out of town. So she's spending the week up there with her parents. And as a consequence, I'm able to get on the podcast. So happy to be here. And the dogs are being full of mischief. I'm also on call this week, which it seems like I'm always on call, but.
Anyway. You know, I'd like to point out the last time I went to Epcot, you could get shit-faced at Epcot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is it, like a dry exhibit?
Well, Epcot down to Disney.
Well, yeah, Disney.
Yeah, but they used to have like in every country, they had a bar.
They did.
Yeah.
You could get beer.
I find it interesting that Disney is now so expensive, Blooming Man had to leave the country for a cheaper vacation.
Yeah. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I looked up, I've always wondered, you know, I was wondering one day, and so I looked it up on my phone, how much would it be to travel, like to go through one of these travel agencies and do like one of those like pre-planned trips, right? Where you know what day, you know, where your hotel and everything's all booked for you and your tours and things like that and your flights and everything's all planned out. A nine day trip for two to Egypt is cheaper than a weekend trip for two to Disney World.
Yeah,
it is.
That tracks.
It's only $1,700 and some dollars.
That doesn't include airfare though.
It does.
That includes airfare?
Yes.
What, are you on a cargo plane?
Well, I don't know. You book it far enough out. And
yeah, they just shove you on a FedEx jet and call it even.
Riding in the wheel well of a C-130?
No. Yeah, you just get right in a C-130. That's what I was going to say. Just put you in a C-130 right next to a Jeep.
The gunship model, though. So you have a string attached to you, and they put that string into the artillery cannon.
Yeah.
And when they're flying over where you go, they just fire it, and off you go.
We don't have to land.
AC 130?
Yeah.
I mean, those things are awesome.
Yeah. We're not going to land. We're just going to shoot you at your hotel.
Like, hey,
get your parachutes on. Get ready to jump.
Oh, it's a hell of a way to travel.
Hey, babe,
I looked it up just because I was curious, and I was like, you know, I've always wanted to see Egypt. I've been to Rome. I would like to see all the cool stuff to see in Egypt. And I looked it up, and like, I was like, that's way cheaper than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some of these countries, like the dollar, the exchange value was different. I mean,
oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Curacao wasn't bad. You know, it was actually pretty decent. You know, so it was just the cabs were the only thing where that was jacked up, but we mostly stayed on the resort, but you know, we did do some fun excursions too. So, and then,
cool.
And then in game, I mean, I've been either doing BGS or mining. So.
Yeah. And I guess we're going to talk about mining a little bit later since there's something going on tonight.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Larkshadow, he of the new microphone, what's up in your world?
There's mining going on tonight?
There's mining going on tonight.
Oh, scroll up. Shows you how I know. I BGS'd my brains out last week and week before and then haven't played since Friday. And that's basically sums up what I've done in game.
Yeah.
out of game, I've been working my brains out and sleeping. We also have some...
Did we lose Larkshadow's mic?
Oh, did my mic die?
You're back now.
How about now?
Yep, you're good.
You didn't drop out for me.
Okay, well, at any rate, we've had some pretty heavy family news on my wife's side and just waiting for more tests to confirm some things type situation. So pray that that goes well because she's only 50-something, so she's not that old. But like, honestly, outside of that, it's just been stress management for me. That's just where I've been at.
Yeah. Yeah. You've had a lot going on. Yeah.
And on top of that are my ever pressing hobbies that I have too many of.
Yeah. I know that feeling. That was a big discussion in the Discord this week about you can tell your ADD by the number of hobbies you have.
Yeah, never mind that I'm a gamer, I sing, I write, I also write music, I draw, I do world building for funsies. Duh, no wonder I'm tired.
Yeah.
Oh, right, also I need to point out that Audaxius has apparently been replaced with a limpet. Not only that, but a limpet that keeps failing and running into an asteroid over and over again.
A malfunctioning limpet.
Yeah, so someone needs to get into his firmware and give him a firm reboot, because I don't know what's going on with him.
I'm not
sure. Has he achieved sentience?
What?
Has he achieved sentience?
No.
Like not AI yet, on his limpet?
And in his defense, we're not sure he was sentient before he was a limpet.
True story. He might have been a meme limpet. We don't know that yet.
Yeah. The rare meme limpet controller.
It just grabs pictures of cats, flies out of your hold, and straight at the enemy ship.
All right, since we're saving Tef for last.
That's all I got. How you doing, nerds?
So it was a pretty eventful weekend for me. So Friday night, we have a 2-bathroom house. Friday night, one of the valves in one of the toilets just breaks and keeps running. So had to go ahead and turn the water off. Saturday morning, I get up, have a cup of coffee, go to the hardware store, spend a whopping $10.99 on a replacement valve, come back and fight with that thing for the rest of the morning. Thank you. So if anybody out there has never done this, it's a pretty simple procedure. You unscrew a lock nut from the bottom of the toilet, the valve lifts out, you drop another one in, you reconnect it, you hook the water back up, everything goes. Could not get that lock nut to come off. Could not get it to budge. And it doesn't help that in this particular bathroom, the toilet's in a little, like a little water closet. So there's no easy way to get to it. You're literally laying on the ground, reaching up in there, trying to get to it. So after fighting with it for a whole morning, I threw in the towel, called a friend of mine who is not a plumber, but has done a lot of plumbing work, and said, look, I hate to say it, but I got to have some help. And he gives me a hard time and says, all right, I'll be over in a little bit. Comes over to the house, you know, gives me a whole bunch more hard time about not being able to do this.
Good friend.
Good friend. Goes back there in the bathroom. 30 minutes later, he says, I got to run to the house. I'm like, you couldn't get it off either, could you? He said, no, I got to go get my tools.
Oh, no.
So he went and got, I don't know, tools that I think I already had, but he felt the need to go get his. And we pulled the tank off the back of the toilet so we could actually get it out into space and look at what was going on. And I've lived in this house for 20 years. That valve was in there when we moved here. So it's at least 20 years old. Got that thing on a counter, lifted it up where we could look at the bottom of it, and found out that the previous homeowner had epoxied that nut onto the bottom of it.
Wow.
And of course, it's not sticking to the porcelain on the tank. It's actually sticking to the stem on the valve. But either way,
I was going to say, that's why it's not coming off. It's literally cemented on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So a couple of minutes with a chisel and a small saw later, where we actually cut the stem to the valve, it comes out, new one goes in, tank goes back on, everything works fine now. But that's a first for me. I don't think I've ever... I mean, I can imagine if that valve was leaking, I'd have put some silicone sealant or something on it, but I'm pretty sure I would not have reached for the epoxy.
Man.
That goes under the category of, well, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I came across epoxy on a freaking nut like that, I would either be cutting the pipe behind it off, or I would be freaking using thermite.
Well, yeah, we ended up cutting the pipe, so... It was, again, homeowners, if you think epoxy is the way to fix something, you might want to just take a minute and breathe and really consider your options, because epoxy is forever.
No, they did breathe, but they were breathing epoxy fumes.
Yeah,
exactly. Put some epoxy in there. This thing is never coming off.
and they were right.
Archaeologists 2,000 years in the future will dig this up. In the condition it's in right now. It's like,
and it just amazes me that at this point in my life, I could honestly say, well, I've never seen that before. And then much like Lark Shadow, I was BGSing my brains out this weekend. So I had a fair amount of playing time in, didn't get to do any of the AXI stuff or any of the Thargoid stuff, which we're going to talk about later, but did get to do some BGSing and get some quality playtime in.
Congratulations!
Oh my gosh, that surprised me.
I know, I forgot about all the weird sounds on his soundboard. So what's up in your world, Teflon?
Man, it's just...
What you been doing, my Latin soldier?
my schedule here, our schedule is just different. So like busier later today than what we normally are. And then by the time I'm able to play the game, like I'm just too tired to play the game. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like I can't be asked to get out my HOTAS and then hook everything up and make sure everything's working right. Make sure all my binds are corrected and then do all the things that Elite requires you to do in the game. So, I just haven't been able to find the motivation to play. That being said, I still do really love it. And I love hearing about it. I do like talking about it. And I'm still into space stuff. So here I am. Not to mention, I still love all of you there.
Aww.
Not Lark Shadow.
Aww. Hey, Tef, do you know what you missed?
What did I miss?
Me engineering at least to G4 and almost G5 clean drives on an Imperial Clipper for an AX ship.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's on brand. It's a very on brand.
That's a very much Lark Shadow thing to do.
Oh, flip.
Well, another thing I've been doing is I'm still just as addicted to buying books off eBay as I was before. Would you like to know what I just got in today?
Sure.
Yes.
It is called Roma Eterna, and it is different stories in different time periods, as if the Empire never fell. Like going all into the future, like from the times after the Empire normally would have fallen, and into the future, like 2700. So, as if the Roman Empire never fell.
That's a pretty common theme in sci-fi. The Roman Empire never fell.
You know, I wondered about that, and I had never heard of it. I had never heard of any really good stories. I know there was a Star Trek episode about it. I think it was original Star Trek.
Yep. That sweatshirt with the little chains on them.
But yeah. So what I ordered actually were three books, but this was the first one to come in. And I have another one coming called Clash of Eagles. And it is the Roman Empire never fell, and they are coming over to discover the Americas and clashing with the Native Americans.
Yeah, so I'll be interested. I've heard of that.
I'm interested to read that book. And the other one is called is a series I've been meaning to read for a while, or at least a book I've been meaning to a while, and that is Eagle of the Night. It's a very popular book amongst people interested in Rome. And I'm looking forward to it. It's about a legion in Britain that
lost
lost the eagle, and they have to go. They have to go get it into lands beyond what Rome controls.
There's at least one movie that's been made out of that too.
Yes, I've never seen it, but I've heard that.
I haven't either.
Also, like, I still buy fantasy books and sci-fi books too, and like. Every time I hear something about wizards, my first person I think of is Nurgle.
Really?
Yes. So, like, I have this book here I got called The Malevolent Seven.
Okay.
The Malevolent Seven. Seven powerful mages want to make the world a better place. We're going to kill them first.
Wait a minute. You think of wizards and then you're reading a book about killing wizards?
Well, I saw it sounded like a good premise, so I bought it. I also got Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. I got Last
Watch.
He
has a Norse Mythology book?
Neil Gaiman? Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's very popular. I'm surprised you haven't done it, read it, or haven't heard of it.
Well, now I know what I'm putting on my Christmas list, which was nothing. Now.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, okay.
Boy, I didn't look at this very much when I got it in the mail. Someone, whoever owned this copy of Norse Mythology before me, was very much using it to study, because they have written in the margins and underlined things and circled things.
It's pretty highlighted. The person that owned it before you was Sif. Or Thor.
All right, so.
Weird.
I guess we need to get the cat out of my lap. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really appreciated that. The tenders. I guess we need to do a squad update. So we throw it over to Blooming Wind. What's happening with the squad?
All right. Well, the big thing is we just won a war in Duroc, and we've been forced into another war in Duroc by the same people who forced us into the first one. We have a war for control of Midas, which is a system that we expanded into recently as an overheat expansion. So we definitely want to take control of that. We are still an expansion out of Myola to hopefully LP 2.7-9, and that's a really nice system with a bunch of stations. So we're going to probably try to do what we can to take over all the stations. Howard and Ross were overheating, and now Howard is not overheating. It's down to 59 percent, and those are the highlights. We had a few big wins on some wars in Kalarum, in Zions, and in Yen T on behalf of the Brotherhood of Terra Mater. Someone's forced us into a fight with our friends, and we won for our friends. So,
what's going on in Kalarum?
I was fighting with on behest of the Terra Mater guys. That was fun.
Yeah. So, all the details can be found in our daily standing orders. There's something to do for everyone. So, any questions, ask us in the Loose Screws channel of our Discord. We're happy to talk about BGS all the time.
I'm going to ask you on the podcast.
Ask me on the podcast. That's what I'm here
What's going on in Kalarum?
What's going on in Kalarum? So there was a
short version or the novel?
We're going to do the abridged version because
we have to set the stage first.
Okay, you know, set the stage first, Nurgle.
Before his absence for his tour of Europe and the subcontinent, Mr. Teflon here was the duly elected overlord, governor, and general high poopah of Kalarum.
King priest,
yes.
Yes.
Then you can use Dark Lord in a pinch.
Yeah.
Dark Lord of Darkport.
Yes.
Fits.
Yeah. So what happened was we noticed some weird activity about a year ago in Kalarum, where Project Elite was taking runs at us. And at that point, we, squashed them down. And then a lot of our BGS systems started to go sideways. And, you know, a pattern was emerging that someone was trying to piss us off. And then the
malfactor succeeding.
And yep. That malfactor, made themselves visible. And at that point, it took a while.
It did.
And so once they made themselves, they issued their demands, which really ticked us off. And then ultimately we decided, you know what, giving them Kalarum was going to be a lot easier than, you know, arguing and living it with life with a guerrilla war against us. And then after several months of trying to manage Kalarum, they decided it was too much trouble for their worth and they just left. So that's the short version.
So now it's ours again.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Afghanistan. You go, you try to control it, and then you're like, you know what? It's not worth it.
Never like has a more apt description been said.
It's like Asia in every game of Risk.
Yeah, exactly. Although I will say, for most of the 2 years we were in control in Kalarum, it was stable.
I would like to also say rip to Oblivious for all the hard work in the middle of all that bullcrap.
He did. He
waged a counterinsurgency. It was beautiful.
A one-man counterinsurgency. The guy was a machine.
Yeah. And it was him that actually finally made contact with the people, too. Yeah. So
we should get that guy a mug.
We should get that guy a mug.
Yeah.
We can work on that.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, Kalarum flag on it. You need me to go back and be overlord of Kalarum again?
Yes.
Yeah. Fix your shit.
You could not live with your own failure. And where did that bring you? Back to me.
Perfect.
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 Oh, Lord.
That gives me an idea for a show title, too. Okay.
So what else is going on?
So...
what else we got?
So we don't have a bard segment this week, but
do we still do cheese around here?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
So, but Bard did stick his head in this week and say that he's got plans for something coming up. So stay tuned for that. There's no big change in dev news. What we talked about last week in dev news is still what's going on in dev news. So we're going to move on to a couple of fairly recent discussion topics. The first one is last week, the Titan Tyrannus had been isolated, and I know, you know, that there was a lot of work that went into that, and there was a lot of speculation about what would happen after we got it down to just the one system that the Titan is in. You know, people were wondering if that triggered something special, or, you know, how it was going to behave. Well, we've had a reset since then, and newsflash, it continues to behave exactly like any other Titan. It Maelstrom, it continues to spawn off the occasional alert and attempt to invade systems near it. So apparently there was nothing to see there. And I'm not sure where AXI has moved next, but they're going to try to isolate another Titan.
I heard rumors that it may have been Oya, but I think they went to like Ryzen or Ryu or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's Ryzen.
Yeah, because I know Oya is down to 25 systems. There's another Titan that was down to like 35, and that's where they went. I just don't remember who it was.
Yeah, they just don't like Oya's management.
Well, Oya's from the beginning been the only other Titan that really had their stuff together too, and was closing them out by themselves.
Yeah.
And we've got a good group of factions around that guy. That's why.
Yeah. That's exactly why. And they coordinated. And so last week, AXI had their 5th anniversary super event.
Oh my. Hey, remember when I had ears?
Perfect. Completely uncoordinated sound effect glory. They've got a summary up on their Discord that said that this was possibly the largest single instance ever created in the game, with between 150 and 170 commanders in a single instance. And
you missed me.
I did. And up to 350 people participating overall. I cannot imagine what AXI combat with 150 commanders in one instance was like.
So I saw screenshots and video of that event on Reddit. I'll have to go find it and link it in the video media links in our Discord.
Yeah, please do.
But it is as much of a clusterfuck as you imagine it would be, in the best possible way. It was
sounds like
so
the frame
good.
Rate would be one, one per second.
Yeah.
A poor Thargoid would spawn and just about be instigibbed.
It
was hysterical. People just like Vipers, Cobras, just people flying all over the place doing whatever they want. It was great.
Oh, God, I can't imagine what the frame rate would be like for that.
Oh, my God, that's got to be crazy.
Hey, I'm still getting 10 frames. It's still playable.
Yeah.
Let's get more people in.
Yeah, exactly. And can you imagine, I know they, in their little post summarizing this, they made a big point to call out the event managers who were getting people in and out of the instances. But, I mean, I know how hard it is for us to get a group of people instanced together for something that might be 10 commanders. Can you imagine what it took to instance 150 commanders?
Oh, man. I don't imagine, they call people who can wrangle ones like that, kindergarten teachers.
Yeah, exactly. But that's at that point, you're not wrangling the commanders, you're wrangling the game.
In my head, there's an Amazon web server somewhere in the line of servers above a warehouse with just fire shooting out the back of it. And a poor system admin standing there with a fire extinguisher just occasionally...
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Just
you are not wrong.
Back to his book or whatever.
You there, computer man. Fix my pants.
This is what we miss, not having Teflon on the show more often.
Yes, we missed the electric sex pants.
God damn! Electric sex.
There you go.
Oh, my life is complete.
And then last night, we had our very own little AXI event that I was not able to
actually
last night.
No, not last night. In the past week, we had two events.
Yeah, I went to one of them. That was a lot of fun.
We Since this one was first, I'll just interrupt real quick, nerds. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So earlier, was it last week or week before? I don't remember. Earlier last week, I'll just say, me and Audaxius put together an impromptu Piranha Night.
Oh, yeah.
Running CZs. And I was there with my Eagle, still getting kecked by people left and right and slightly heavier ships and flung across the CZ. And it was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And how many people did y'all have there?
Oh, gosh.
I know it was at least six.
That was more than that. There was Trax, Blueing. I saw Oblivious Volt, me. Flip. Yeah, so I guess technically seven is more than six, but hey.
Yeah, well.
There was more than that. I just can't remember everyone's names. If I forgot you, I'm sorry.
And I know there were some people that were coming in and out. Just when I checked on Discord, I saw there were six or seven people out there.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Oh, it's hard to beat. Piranha's one of my favorite things to do anyway, and it's hard to beat getting a group of people together in a CZ and just smashing things for mindless fun.
Yeah, at one point, there was however many of us were there at the peak, was the entire group on a poor, I think it was either expert or dangerous anaconda. And the thing was like slow motion exploding like a scene from Star Wars as we all orbit around it until it...
Piranha Squad Nights always make me, give me a feel of like the Rebel Alliance with all their different kinds of ships and the uglies that they've stitched together. Like, because, you know, they're an underground rebellion and have to take what they can get. They have all these different kinds of ships they fly. You really don't see much of that in the movies as you do in like the books, like Rogue Squadron, but like it always gives me that kind of vibe.
I was only there for two or three rounds because I couldn't stay long, but I at least wanted to make an appearance because it's fun.
Yeah.
And there was me and I think Volt and Eagles. There was about a gajillion Viper Mark IIIs. There was a Viper Mark IV, I think, a Cobra. Someone had a Vulture, which doesn't really count, but hey, I'm not going to quibble over that. It was nuts.
Yeah, Piranha Squad is just, that's just so much fun. Because you know, anybody can go plowing through a CZ or a Hazrez in one of the big ships and never really be in anything remotely resembling danger.
And I did it in an Eagle that had no shield the whole time. And
oh, yeah.
I love shieldless Eagle.
And one of the fun parts about Piranha Squad is there is some level of real danger, although I would say that for most of us, there's not a lot of risk of dying in Piranha Squad, but you've got to work to take down some of those beefier enemies when, you know, the biggest thing you're packing is a size 2 hardpoint and you've only got two or three of them.
You know what I lost the most hull points to the entire time I was there? Running into the heavier Vipers.
Yeah. Yeah. Just wait till you get stuck in a CZ or a Hazrez with people who are spinning big fat tails around in Anacondas or Corvettes and slapping you to the other side of the CZ.
Oh, that's happened multiple times. It's always fun.
So then at the end of the week, we had our own AXI get together. And of course, I was not available for that either, but I think Blooming Wind was part of that one.
Yeah, no, I was there for that. So it was me and Trax, and Casanova joined us. He had to slap something together, and half of his time with us was that. And then who else was with us? Shoot.
Yeah, I saw Casanova in voice chat. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Oblivious was there, and I want to say Borked was there. But we had a lot of fun. I mean, we did about three station defenses for an outpost, and
nice.
Made about 300 million in credits, and just had a lot of fun. So, I mean, it's I think the best thing about this game is when you're flying with space buddies.
I mean,
100%.
It really is enjoyable. I mean, I'm actually right now doing the mining night. I made the excuse of logging on, and Volt and Oblivious are out here with me at my old platinum mining hole, and we're just shooting rocks. I brought a T10. Volt has his Christmas skin from last year on his T9, and Oblivious has one of those stripey ones on his cutter. So,
and so since you gave us the nice segue, the third event of the past 7 days, we're doing a mining night tonight as we record.
Wait, I just want to go back to something real quick.
Go back to something real quick.
Volts is flying something that's not a Type 7. How long have I been gone?
He got promoted. He didn't get promoted.
It's after Thanksgiving and, you know, still carrying a little bit of that holiday weight. So.
That's true.
Yeah. But so they're out mining tonight, a few hundred light years out of the bubble. And I don't know, Volt seemed to indicate that he kind of wanted to make this a regular thing. He likes the Mining Mondays idea, so maybe this will stick and this will be a thing.
I like that idea.
That I won't get a chance to participate in because I'll be here recording, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right. It's a cool idea at least.
It's
a good idea. And mining is actually one of the things I enjoy doing. I know I'm one of the weird ones, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I find the whole thing relaxing.
Yeah, exactly. It's very relaxing. It's usually something that I do on weekend mornings while I drink my coffee.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about that's going on?
The Lark was going to cover the news.
Is there Galnet news?
Feck, 1 second. Tef, vamp for me.
How about this?
Okay, we're good. Oh, shoot, dog.
That's hard to follow, isn't it?
Right? there was a new Galen article today. Apparently, Archer, who is going to be the new Shadow President, is outlining his future as Shadow President, and no one cares.
Does the Shadow President have a shadow docket?
No, the Shadow President has a very public docket, which kind of defeats the purpose of being a Shadow President, but I mean, what are you going to do?
Shadow is just another term for Vice President.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says right here in the article, if anyone can be arsed to read it, that his plan and priority is to gather Hudson loyalists, which just sounds...
Pull down my trousers and do your job!
Yeah, exactly. So we're just waiting for them to all come out as the new, you know, Shadow President gay nightclub. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying.
A choice.
My God. How many sound effects do you have on that board?
I didn't play anything. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. A likely story.
At any rate, Jerome Archer is trying to show how he's going to be relevant in the same way that Felicia Winters was while Hudson was president.
This seems to be the only job of the Shadow President, to continuously try to prove your relevance.
Yeah, well, they're kind of a minority leader more than anything else,
right?
Of some form or.
Yeah, it's like being the less powerful Sith apprentice to the actual Sith Lord who doesn't really care about you.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah.
Now, do you think they're going to update the pictures on some of the power play? Because, I mean,
not a snowball's chance in hell.
Because what's your
I think they will, but I think all that will happen is Jerome's picture is actually just going to be Hudson's picture with a bad wig.
You got to wait until the next kitchen for that.
I think the original plan, based on the storyline they have going, I think the original plan was that the big update they were going to do at the end of this year was going to be power play, and they were going to make all those changes at the same time while they introduced some new power play mechanics, and that is now never going to happen. mainly because of, you know, all the stuff that's going on at FDev right now.
Salt is a way of life.
Bingo. You knew it had to come out eventually. Who knows? They may surprise me. They may, you know, update. What 18 is the next one? So update 18 may come out the beginning of the year, and there may be a whole bunch of stuff in it, and I will happily say I was wrong. I hope I am.
Yeah, but I don't, but you won't be.
But yeah, I'm betting I'm not going to be.
Anyway. Yeah, with all the layoffs and everything at FDev right now, it's just looking like they're kind of circling the wagons and then going to assess from there. So really, it's just a wait and see at this point.
But, you know, maybe if they circle the wagons around the stuff they have that is actually successful and cut some of the stuff that's not successful, maybe long-term that is a path for them to get the stock price back up.
And exactly. To get out I'm of with you on that in. One. Yeah.
Because I kind of think what they've really done is they've overextended themselves and they've put out some crappy products in the process of doing it. But that's just my opinion. Guaranteed to be wrong or your money back.
Hey, completely off topic, but speaking of new games, did anyone see the GTA 6 trailer came out?
I could not give less of a fuck about GTA.
Oh, me neither, but I watch a lot of people who do like role playing and stuff in GTA 5 on PC, and they're a good group of people, and so watching them react to it has just been a delight.
You know, I will say the only time I've really been tempted to play is just that GTA online mode just looks like it could be a lot of fun with as much stuff as they're into it, but I can't be bothered, man. Like, I'll never play it. I have so many other games I want to play. I bought games on the Steam sale. I haven't touched them yet.
Well, that's the way of Steam. Didn't you know that? I know.
That's Steam's business model. Buy games you're never going to play.
Oh, don't I know it, man. You know how many games I have?
A lot.
I've been doing this since 2012.
11 years. 11 years of buying games.
Yep.
The real question is, what do you have more of, games or books?
Yes.
Oh, man.
They made you think, didn't I?
That's a hard question, especially between me and my wife, as much book nerds as we are.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'm getting for my birthday.
Well, some more books. All right, I am going to move on, unless somebody has something else they need to bring up. I'm going to move on to Chig Chat and see if we can wrap this thing up.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And there's the sound effect for it. We need to remake that for Chig Chat.
Yeah, we do.
Trax, if you're listening, get on that. So, of course, we have to congratulate Jay and Trax for finally making Triple Elite. And this week, he's got company. Oblivious joined him in Triple Elite.
Congratulations!
Good job, Oblivious.
The same Oblivious. He probably got most of that defending Calorum.
I was about to say that same thing. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad we could provide that opportunity for him. So congratulations, Oblivious, and Trax for finally getting there.
Shoot.
Getting over the hump.
As the duly elected leader of Calorum, I would like to thank you on behalf of people of Darkport. On behalf of the drug lord, or people of Darkport.
It's like the hero of Calorum metal.
Snowqueez yawns.
Can whip one of those up this week.
It's made out of cocaine.
For the record, the governor of Snowqueez yawn, which is me, accepts that letter of thanks that you sent and promptly throws it in the trash without opening it.
Yeah.
It's spam.
Spam. Yeah. It's spam snail mail.
I looked at it and was like, oh, someone took over his mail account. I'll have to let him know.
Yeah. Dude, you've been
hacked. No, it's a fucking urban myth, like ghosts or large penises.
Oh, my God. All right. Do we want to go through the movies?
Go through the movies.
Yeah, do the movies.
Real movie.
All right. So, movie anniversaries for this week. It's 15 years ago, we have Frost Nixon. which, if you're a history buff, was a fairly decent movie. Otherwise, you've never heard of it.
I wasn't supposed to answer any questions about Watergate.
It's a pretty decent impersonation, too.
Yeah.
25 years ago, Shakespeare in Love, which is a fun movie.
Yeah.
Also 25 years ago, Star Trek Insurrection, which we're all going to pretend didn't happen.
No, it happened. I was there.
Dalieri as the villain?
Bad movie. Bad movie.
I like that movie, and I have a good reason why.
Oh, no.
So, starting with like either Star Trek 3 or 4, I can't remember which, my grandpa always took me to see the new Star Trek movie when it came out. And that continued all the way through Nemesis. And so I will always love all those, even the bad ones, because I remember seeing them with my grandpa. So suck on that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's a good memory.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably my favorite is Star Trek 4, is that my dad and I went to see it like the day before Thanksgiving, the year it came out. And
it's so objectively bad, but when you saw it in the theater, it was so good.
Yeah.
All right, so 30 years ago, Wayne's World 2. Oof.
Ooh.
Oof. 35 years ago, Twins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that movie is.
35 years ago?
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger as Twins.
Oh, my gosh.
Twins.
I thought that movie was called something else.
No, that's Twins.
I love Danny DeVito. He's so cool.
Which is a stupid but funny movie.
Very.
45 years ago, The Deer Hunter, which if you've never seen it, don't drink and watch it.
That movie is best in its original Spanish.
Okay.
I don't have a Spanish joke, so I got nothing. I'm sorry, man.
No, when I was in Spain in high school, we had a summer exchange where we'd go there in the summer and they'd come over in the fall. And so I went on like two exchanges in high school. The first one I went, there was like one night I couldn't sleep because of jet lag. And so I just put on the TV and I'd never seen Deer Hunter before, but it was on and it was in Spanish, because they dubbed over it. And so, you have Christopher Walken and you have Bob De Niro and not their voices, like these other people's voices doing the voiceovers. And it was like the most surreal thing. But
watched a Spanish dub. They can be hilarious.
Yeah. Critical Condition with Richard Pryor was in the theater. And so we saw that over there in the original Spanish. And it holds up.
And then 50 years ago, Serpico.
What was it?
Serpico.
I don't know that one.
Isn't that about a guy surfing?
No.
Yes.
I don't know. I just said that because I know it'll piss someone off tomorrow.
I haven't seen that movie in probably 45 years. So I'm not even going to attempt to comment on it.
Or Nurgle's dating himself.
Oh, and
somebody's got to date me.
We haven't made any old jokes about Nurgle the whole time.
Because we're all old.
See, there you go. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Thanks,
that's
man.
True, though. That's true.
Because didn't you just say you're about to have another birthday?
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, congratulations, B.
You're getting really close to the Maya and Bloomingwin's age group.
I mean, that's cool. I like early bird buffets.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
We've got to get down to the country buffet.
And so, I got to rewind for a sec, because when Bloomingwin was talking about that Spanish dub and how hilarious it was, I had to grab a glass of water because I was dying. And I had the thought, wasn't there an entire B plot in an episode of Friends that was about the TV getting stuck on Spanish?
I don't know, man.
Friends in like 25 years. No. There was one about the TV getting stuck on porn.
No, there was one with Spanish too.
The TV wasn't stuck on porn, but they were afraid to change it because they didn't pay for it, and they were afraid to change it because if they were worried they would lose it and wouldn't be able to get it back, so they wouldn't let nobody change the channel. So porn was just on the whole time.
Right. I remember that, but I don't remember one stuck on Spanish.
I don't either, but I haven't really watched Friends in 25 years.
I have to look it up. My wife and I are Friends freaks. So,
I haven't watched Friends since it was actually on TV.
My wife is a Friends freak too. So,
I miss the late 90s.
No, you don't. You miss not having as much responsibility as we have as adults.
That's true too.
That is very true.
Yeah, I don't miss the late 90s.
The Wild West days of the internet.
Well, that was good. The Wild West days of the internet was a good part, but like med school was quite the grind. I mean, the engineering grind has nothing on the med school grind.
I mean, I was in high school.
Yeah.
So I was building websites for and high watching school. Dragon Ball Z, playing StarCraft.
Dude, back in the day, Tef, I had episode 1 through 365 of Dragon Ball Z on VHS tape.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
or a lot of pressing record in the afternoon.
When I joined the Navy and became an adult, when I became an adult and joined the Navy and had access to adult money.
Wait, those two don't necessarily overlap.
You wouldn't believe the amount of things that I would. Suncoast Video was like my primary shopping place. I would go there and buy anime DVDs. I ended up buying the entire series of Ronin Warriors.
Oh, I love that show. I grew up with that show.
Yeah, I have it sitting right over here on the other side of the living room on a shelf. The whole set.
See, and that's why you're my rotten soldier.
I know, but you and I, this was destined.
Because he's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy. My rotten soldier. He's my sweet cheese.
You're my sweet cheese.
I forgot about the sweet cheese.
I was about to say it when he hit the clip.
All right,
we need to wrap this up before we go so far down a rabbit hole. We're on a completely different show.
Yeah, don't get me and Tef talking about anime because I'm a former weeb.
So yeah, okay.
I mean, I watch Japanese wrestling now. I'm kind of a current.
All right. So is you think you can pull the starter on Tefbot, or am I winging this?
Let me brush the dust off him. Hold on. Large Shadow, buy for time.
There you go. That's a hell of a musical interlude. Ad-libbed musical interlude.
Beautiful.
I've got nothing.
See, we probably should have given him the heads up so he could, get Tefbot out of the closet.
Yeah.
Get a little WD-40 on him. Maybe a little carburetor cleaner.
Loading.
Oh, Tefbot doesn't sound good.
Loading.
He's been shut down for weeks.
Loading.
You can do it, buddy.
If you like the show, please rate and review on your podcast player, which helps people find the show. Join us on Discord at discord.io/loosecruise and check out the merch store at loosecruiseed.com for mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. And you can support us on Patreon and Patreon.
Oh, poor Tefbot.
Wind it up.
Feed the hamster.
And you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/loosecruiseed. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry, Ching. I can't do that.
All right. So for Commander Blooming Wind, Commando Lark Shadow, Commander Teflon, I am Commander Nurgle. We thank you for your time. Ours is done.